No, Adam was in the garden. Adam never prayed against the devil. Abraham never prayed against the devil. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they never prayed against the devil. They should come and tell me where in the Bible that somebody wanted to do something and the devil stood against the person. It is only the book of Daniel. You understand? So, if you are trying to do something and you are not making the headway in what you are doing, it means you don't know much. You've put a padlock on your mind. You have to unlock. You have to open that padlock on your mind.
How do we unlock?
It's all about education. You have to upgrade yourself. You see, one of the things that we is difficult for the people to do in this country, in Africa. They don't want to do research. They don't want to read. That is why when you are organizing a program, few people will come. But you go to church and the church is full. I'm not saying people should not go. They shouldn't get me wrong. People like the church is full. In the artists, hip hop, whatever, Afro, whatever, the place is full. They will pay money and go and enjoy themselves. But if somebody is coming to...
if it's a segment that will help develop the minds of the people,
yes,
they don't show
up. They want it for free. You understand? They want it for free. And you see, this kind of attitude will not help we Africans. We need to embrace knowledge. We need to embrace it. Because, see, if you have, like, if you go to school, for example, and after you complete university, and after 2 years, 3 years, you are not getting a job, and you are still believing, hoping, praying that God should help you. You need favor to get a job. It means your mind is not working.
Huh.
we were educated to become employees.
That's right.
We were not educated to start businesses. That is why, like our graduates, the only thing they know is to write good CVs. Like, I can work under pressure. I can do blah, blah, blah.
It's a lie.
You understand? What is the meaning of education? You've been to school for 4 years. You've spent over 20 years in school. And after 20 years, you still have to depend on somebody to give you a job. And you call this education. You understand? So that's why in one of my videos I said, if you have been jobless for over 2 years, throw away that certificate and begin to think like you don't have any certificate. You see, those that they have certificate, they are lazy. Excuse me to say, the majority of them are lazy. And that is how our university kind of system, have programmed our people to be lazy. They will teach you how to manage somebody's money, but they will not teach you how you can earn money or how you can make money yourself. That's the system. But when you tell them, put it somewhere and do something for yourself. They say, oh no, I'm a graduate, I've been to school, I have a PhD, master's, blah, blah, blah. Okay. That PhD, I'm not against them. They shouldn't come after me. Or master's, whatever. If that certificate cannot put food on your table, if that certificate cannot, give you money, it means that certificate is just a decorated paper.
Huh. Do you think this way of thinking is what we call awakening?
Yes. We need, in Ghana, how many PhD students are multimillionaires? Talking about Kennedy Japon, I'm not against them. They shouldn't say I'm against them. No. But you see, they will program you, go to school, get a good job, and you become successful. Somebody's in Abosokan is making money. Somebody's in Makola is making money. What are you talking about? You don't have to be broke. You don't have to depend on certificate. God will do it.
The problem is a lot of people don't know what to do. They don't know what to do outside of what they've known as the norm.
But they have to. That's why they are watching you.
Right.
So if they watch you, and at the end of the day, they still can't get it. They still don't know what. I don't know what they want. They don't want to accept the truth.
Right.
That is their problem. You understand? Because see, why do you your broke parents, so like sold watchy or whatever kinky to sponsor you in school, and after 2 years you still depend on that broke parent, that your mother who is selling kinky on the roadside. Now, why don't you, as a graduate, okay, take that job, that kinky job, that kinky business, and rebrand it? You understand what I'm saying? Because that kinky business, that food business paid your school fees, paid your hostel fee.
At this point, if it's not sinking in yet,
yes,
to the people watching and those that are looking for a way out, then indeed you're right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a problem somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I think you've just nailed it.
Yeah.
You know, get a degree, fantastic.
Yeah.
Where the money sponsored you to become a degree holder.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't have a job to do, well, look back.
Yes.
Whether it's farming, whether it's selling, and then see how you can add your education touch to it.
One time.
And then take it out.
One time. Is it money hides in dirty places in Africa? To me, Africa is the best continent to make money. It is easy to make money here. You live in UK. It's not easy to make money in Europe or UK. You've been there, so you know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
But here, if your mind is working there, you make free money, easy money, because we have so many problems on this continent. And every problem that you see is money in disguise. You understand? So you need to train yourself to identify problems and solve them. Name one rich man who is not a problem solver. So we need to spread more knowledge so that our people who know that, like, you don't have to leave Africa. Like, to me, if you are 40 years and you want to travel abroad to go and hustle, I see no sense in that. This, excuse my language. A 40-year-old, if you are going for holidays, that's okay. But if you are going to hustle, if you have your wife,
children
here, then you are going to hustle. It will take you, how long will it take you to get even a paper before you come for your wife and your children? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So by the time you're back in Europe, your wife is also somebody is just, giving it to your wife. You will suffer bringing money. You understand? And I was telling one of my friends this morning that me, Charlie, approached it to travel abroad, like to live there. I can only spend like 1 month. I cannot, more than I want, to do what? Because if your mind is working, you make a lot of money here. Money hides in dirty places. Look at Kivu Gari.
Yeah.
Look at this. I think they are Indians or Lebanese or something. I think Indians. They came. Look at Kivu Gari. And look at how much they are making from this Gari business. You understand? And you tell me that you have a degree and you are looking for a job. Madam, go and sell plantain chips.
That's right.
You understand? Go and sell plantain chips. Can you brand plantain chips? Look for 20 shops, supermarkets in your community and supply them plantain chips. And our people are not serious. See, I remember one of my videos, I said, it doesn't make sense to pay $10,000, over $10,000, to travel to Europe or America.
Right.
Okay, so, you can start something like bread business. Hey, come and see our people. They started insulting me. I said, you don't know what you are talking about. Ghana population is over 30 million. Nigeria, over 200 million. So you cannot tell me you are from Nigeria and you are broke. You are from Ghana and you are broke. A population of over 30 million. 6 million people are in Accra. What can you sell? And I told them, go bread. Do you know, haven't you eaten bread this morning? tea, I mean porridge, you understand? Go and sell bread. Buy bakery equipment. That is why I said money has dirty. No, our people, they don't want to bread. Come on. Somebody who is a graduate should go into bread business. Come on, no, I will not do it. That's the problem we have.
That's the problem we have. Coach, since you're speaking about businesses that people can start and what they can do after school, what would you say people can start looking at in the new year coming 2025? What businesses can people get into?
So first of all, you see, when it comes to like giving ideas to people, I always say that for you to become a police officer, you don't need a gun to become a police officer. You have to go to training before you become a police officer. So first of all, you have to do your research. You understand? Because if I tell you that now going to big bread business, you understand? There are people that they've done this business in the field.
That's right.
Others are making it.
That's right.
So one thing that I believe that if you want to start a business, you have to put knowledge first. And when you put knowledge first and adversity comes, because whether you like it or not, in business, adversity will come. The adversity will hit the knowledge before it will scatter your capital. But if you put your capital first and adversity comes, the adversity will hit your capital and it will scatter it. So what I would say is, first of all, you have to do research. What are the needs of the people? What are the things that people are looking for? You understand what I'm saying? So if you do your research, you go to the internet and you see the things that people are looking for, that will motivate you to, come up with something. But there are so many things. Food business, you understand? But you have to do your research. Like I said, bread business, you understand? Plantain chips. And you see, a friend told me, one of my friends is in London, and he said, you know what? I've been watching your videos, but all the things that you are saying, you are correct. He said he bought a plantain chips in London. And that plantain chips, the people that produce the plantain are from Morocco or something. They bring it from Morocco to London. That's what my friend said. So like I said, if I tell you, go and sell charcoal, you say, charcoal. But do you know how much you can make from charcoal business? You understand? Farming. Cassava. And I've watched a lot of videos on YouTube about like the things that we can derive from cassava. And I was watching one video, one particular lady, I think she's from Kenya or Zambia. She's into this cassava, coconte, what do you call it? Cassava flour. And she exports it to China.
Apart from that, you can get ethanol.
Yes.
From it, you can get caustic soda.
You understand? So there are so many business, the opportunities are here. But the thing is, first of all, go and do your own research. I will not spoon feed you. Go and do your research.
So the research is part of the awakening process.
Yes.
And that's gonna, so what I'm getting from this is that if you fail to do the research,
yes,
then you don't want to run the business.
Yes, yes. Right? You don't have to invest in a speculative venture. Somebody will tell you, this business is good, we can make money from it. No. You will fail.